This is North Shore Today for Thursday, November 14, 2017. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News that officials in the city of Peabody are looking to purchase a key property along the North River as the first step in an effort to resuscitate the long-awaited Riverwalk project, first conceived under the late Mayor Peter Terigian more than 20 years ago. Planning documents for the project that date to 2001 can still be found on the city's website, showing the entire concept for a complete revitalization of the rail corridor and old industrial properties that run along the river into Salem. That plan shows a pedestrian walkway with greenery, benches, and access to shops, restaurants, studios, and other commercial and residential uses. Mary Marcos continues, the property being eyed now is 24 Collar Street, home of Clark Steel Drum Company. It's just under an acre of land that stretches along the North River Canal. Mayor Ted Betancourt has requested the City Council vote to authorize funding for the potential acquisition of the site and simultaneously authorize his administration to look for a state grant to help fund the purchase. More on this story written by Mary Marcos in today's Salem News. There was a home invasion and shots were fired. Bill Newell has a story from Lynn.
Rick Galicali tells a story in the Daily Item of Lynn today that two men were arrested and charged in connection with a home invasion and shooting on Wednesday morning. One of the suspects fled and was found after an hour search involving a state police canine unit. Police responded to 16 Massachusetts Avenue shortly after 8:30 a.m. after receiving a call that the back door of a multifamily home had been kicked in. Initially, the resident wasn't sure if there was anyone inside the house, but the police were told that the two suspects had fled the apartment. One of the residents had gone back inside after hearing the door get kicked in, prompting the two suspects to flee the residence, according to Lynn Police Lieutenant Michael Kimmick. The first responding officers were arriving when they heard gunshots, found one of the suspects, Jimmy Lohr, age 20, who police believe had just fired at least two rounds at a car near Birch Street, according to Kimmick. Lohr of Rowley was taken into custody at gunpoint shortly after found at nearby Birch Street. His preliminary charges are attempted murder, home invasion, and multiple fire offenses, according to Kimmick. Lohr shot at a car occupied by several people. The car was struck, but no one was hit. At least one of the residents from the Massachusetts Avenue home was in the car, according to Kimmick. Police think that the suspects broke into the home after seeing the residents leave. One was leaving for work. The other was driving her to work. Shortly after they left, the door was kicked in, but there were still people in the home at the time, according to Kimmick. The second suspect, Romo Martinez, 25, of Lynn, took off running on foot, and the pursuit ensued. Police set up a perimeter around the Fisk Avenue and Chatham Street area. Police held their position while the state police canine unit was called in to track him. Lohr and Martinez are expected to be arraigned in Lynn District Court today. There is more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill. Thank you, sir. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, a New Jersey-based fiber optic provider is working with Salem City officials to start building a citywide network as early as next year in the Witch City. Sci-Fi Networks, headquartered in Morristown, New Jersey, responded to a request for proposals issued this past summer for the construction of a fiber-to-the-premises FTTP network. If the project moves forward, it would install a fiber-based network under most Salem streets. For the most part, there is only one high-speed internet option in Salem, Comcast. Sci-Fi's project, however, would not create but rather invite new options. That's based on a fiber optic network that uses pulses of light to send information at higher volumes and faster speeds than the current high-speed cable lines that run pole to pole. That network, once built, would allow fiber-based service providers to start selling products to connected residents. The end game is to give every home access to fiber-based internet, phone, and TV options, leading to more competition and lower prices overall. But a lot has to happen first. Much more on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Also from today's Salem News, Ethan Foreman and Buck Anderson write that in Danvers, the rupture of a high-pressure natural gas line shortly after 1 p.m. Wednesday forced the evacuation of an office condominium behind Liberty Tree Mall. Police say a car had jumped a curb, hit the right-hand corner of the building, and sheared off a valve of the main gas supply line. The building, Liberty Tree Park at 85 Constitution Lane, is a large 2.5-story clapboard structure behind the Courtyard Marriott Hotel. According to Danvers Police Lieutenant Ashley Sanborn, the elderly driver had hit the gas pedal instead of the brake while pulling into a parking space, and the vehicle accelerated into the building. The accident was called in at 1:11 p.m. Onlookers said they could hear the high-pitched sound of natural gas rushing from the broken main. Luckily, it did not ignite. More on this story written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.